stuck into a chat about North Melbourne. Plenty to talk about at the Roos. It's been a terrible 2020 season. Obviously, all our thoughts still, of course, with Rhys Shaw, who has since parted the ways with the football club last week. Let's quickly, first of all, let's talk about the coach and what sort of coach that we need. We'd love to get North Melbourne supporters involved and ring up the open line. Anything you want to talk about? Adam Treloar, obviously, still bubbling away. You know, back page of the Herald Sun today, John Ralph reporting that the Bombers and the Blues, not surprisingly, are going to have a pretty tough negotiation over Adam Sard. I don't think there's any surprise there. But so jump on the open line. We'll talk about anything. And obviously, North Melbourne fans, get involved. What sort of coach do you need? Are you feeling positive about the future? How concerned are you about this list? But let's first of all start off with the chairman, Ben Buckley, talking about just when they will appoint their new coach.
We will take the right amount of time to get it right. We won't rush. Obviously, there's some practical issues with the new season coming up, but we won't rush it. So over the course of the next, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, we'll work through the process and hopefully make an appointment, you know, broadly within that time frame.
So it's not going to take too long. I know North Melbourne was sort of criticised, weren't they, for maybe not doing enough due diligence with Rhys Shaw in terms of not talking about what transpired, but whether they spoke to enough people in their search. Do they need to appoint someone pretty quickly? Do you understand the need for that?
Well, it's not going to be done, as we mentioned before, trade period. So then what is after that is not that important, I would have thought.
So they've got the draft, but that's more about...
Yeah, they've got some time up their sleeve. Yeah. So Ben said they're going to take the right amount of time, but they've... since kind of put a time limit on it, said it's within the next 3 weeks.
Correct.
So I think, it's important that they really do take their time. And mind you, they might have a clear direction now. So they haven't announced that, have they? So a clear direction of where they want to go in terms of, you know, we're going through a full rebuild. They've probably agreed internally of the kind of coach they're after or they need, whether it be, you know, experience, someone that's been in the job before, second chance, or someone with real experience, e.g. Ross Lyon, or someone, you know, to get a coach in, a young coach, untried coach, to grow with this club and giving them the opportunity and security on a longer deal, and said, you're the man to take us forward. And what's important if that happens is to get the right amount of support around him. So Paul Roos' name has been thrown around, and it looks likely that he'll be stepping in some role. So that's quite significant. So suggesting that he's going to come in, maybe that's a little bit of a telltale sign that they're potentially going to go with
someone younger.
A younger coach, probably not untried, but someone maybe second time around.
Would you look at someone, I mean, obviously, you know, the name like Michael Voss is thrown up in that, but someone like Andy Collins, who's coached a lot of senior football, South Australia, VFL, he's been involved in assistant coaches at AFL level, Gary Ayres, Mark Williams, these sort of names. Is that the sort of person that can, it's going to be tough early.
Potentially.
That take some hits and then...
I don't know enough about Andy and Gary Ayres, more so because of his role here in VFL and Port Melbourne's success. Mark Williams obviously been successful in his own right and premiership coach. So it really does come down to their path and what they feel they need for the playing group. So there's a number of things that fit into that. So I don't think that's a bad one. Is it a case of just best coach out there kind of scenario, is it? You know, in my opinion, at a club like this, and with respect, it's probably not the most appealing job.
No, it's not.
Particularly if you're a young coach and it's the first time round. But then saying that, I then threw up the argument before off air that is it an opportunity for a coach to come in and said, this could really set up my coaching career. This is a real opportunity. It's going to be a big challenge. 5-6 years, you know, it's going to cement me as a senior coach for the rest of my life because of the job I'm going to do with North Melbourne, whatever it looks after that, I'm not quite sure, but it's a real challenge. So it's not an overly appealing job if your first time round. So that's where it feels as like a more experienced coach, or it's got some experience, they're more equipped for it anyway, because it's going to be a tough job, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I mean, financially, North's pretty secure. I mean, that's a bit of a misnomer. They're going okay, so that's not an issue. But, yeah, look, they've delisted, 11 players at the end of the season. Ben Brown's going. Sean Higgins is going.
So, question mark on Goldstein still. How many can you let go, particularly experienced guys? Like, you know, You need some.
Well, there's a couple of issues there, isn't it? A, for your on-field competitiveness, but what if you're Ben Cunnington or Jack Zeeble or Todd Goldstein, how are you feeling about the departures of players like Ben Brown and Sean Higgins?
Oh, you feel like, well, it's a sinking ship, but there's little help. You then quickly realise that a lot of it's going to fall back onto you and responsibility is on you, which is fine. But if they're few and far between, so you just reeled off three, is there any others that we're missing potentially that...
In terms of the experience, well, I mean, they've already lost, you know, Marley Williams is an experienced player. Jamie McMillan's an experienced player. Jasper Pittard's an experienced player.
McMillan more of a leadership, leadership
correct.
Role and leadership group. So, yeah, it's a real transitional fate. North Melbourne supporters have been pretty patient. And I think through the last couple of years, they'd, off the back end of, say, 2014, was it?
15, they made prelim. Prelims 14, 15. Yep.
Thought they were in that kind of window and recruited accordingly. I know Dell was part of that, but even after that, still thought they were in that window. And there's been talk of Brad Scott potentially saying they need to rebuild and the club saying disagreeing and saying, no, it's now or kind of never.
And now they're rebuilding again.
So it's gone wrong or someone's
so were they going into this year, were they a bit overly ambitious? I mean, the language coming out of North players last summer when we interviewed a few was – we can win it this year. Why can't we win it? Now, was that misreading your list?
Yeah, a little bit, but they, from a player's point of view, they actually performed really well last year, weren't they? And they were literally competitive in every game.
They beat Richmond. They beat some top four teams.
Lost a number of games by under like 10 points.
Yeah, it's good sides like the Giants. Yeah. And
so for them, it's like, well, it's all of that why not us mentality that maybe the Bulldogs carried in and created a bit of hope for everyone that came from further back than what history suggests and won a premiership. So I literally think they thought that. But then I don't know, where's the reality in it all when they sit back and say, now, hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it? But I think they did get carried away with what they did last year. And I actually thought that they may, as well as it's panned out like that, but last year I just thought maybe their performances they got a bit carried away with and I thought there would be a team that would be in that bottom six and it turns out they were.
Yep.
And then now they've gone into full rebuild mode. So it's really interesting time. Hard time for North. But again, where there's hard times, there's real opportunity for a new coach, club to turn it around, have a real good look at itself, go on a new path, make some hard decisions, which they're doing. So we've seen that pay off for one team in particular in the last 5 years. So, yeah, interesting times.
So... I mean, they're going to have to bring some experience in as well as go to the draft.
Yeah,
but how do they do that without a coach? How difficult?
Not only that, but who's sitting there going, well, they've gone to a lot of players in the past, remember, and talked about their war chest and tried to get people in. Yep. Dustin Martin and one.
Yeah, Jordan DeGoey.
Gone after a number of Josh big Kelly. Fish. So none of those chose at the time. So how does it, as a player, it's not very appealing prospect, is it? So the experience, are they now caught between a rock and a hard place where they need experience, but they're going to have to go for guys that are not wanted anywhere else because they don't really have any choice and the guys they prefer just aren't interested in going there.
Yeah, so
for obvious reasons.
Yeah, they're going to bring in Aiden Corr from the Giants. That's one. Now, Ben Buckley was asked about what their strategy will be during this period. This is what he had to say.
We've got a very, very clear, concise, methodically put together list management strategy, and I've got great faith that if we execute that well, and I've got no reason to believe we won't, under the steerage of Scotty Clayton and his team, that we will match, new recruits, whether they come through the draft or free agency, to an exciting group of young players and some experienced and very talented veterans. So I think what we've seen, you can rebound pretty quickly if you get the right decisions made, and I've got great faith and confidence in the team that's now making those decisions.
Yep, and that includes Brady Rawlings, and that was on the back of a question about whether they would go to the draft or they'd try and bring some players in. So, I mean, we've mentioned the players that have been delisted. So Paul Ahern, Joel Crocker, Majak Dore, Sam Durden, Lachie Hosey, Ben Jacobs, of course, just couldn't get out there, unfortunately, which has really hurt North Melbourne, Jamie McMillan, Tom Murphy, Jasper Pittard, Marley Williams and Mason Wood. Did North go a bit early on some of those players? Is there some there that would have been attractive to clubs that we're not saying they would have got much back in return, but is there some players on that list that they could have potentially traded?
Yeah, no doubt. I don't think it would have hurt them just to keep them there and see if they could get anything for them or had a bit of value, and then you can always delist them later. And not only that, that's a long list early, not knowing list sizes, circumstance around TPP. You know, they'll I think the first to come out, and then with 11 players. So you'd suggest that some of those players potentially have some, you know, AFL life somewhere, but I agree with you that they should have just held on to see if they had some value. That works in their favour. There was no benefit of getting rid of them early. Instead, sending a clear message to the playing group and North Melbourne supporters that this is the path we're going down. That's the only positive out of it, really.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's too many players on that list that North fans would be shattered about, but I think it's off the back. The Ben Brown one is the big one.
I mean, how they dealt with that?
Well, how they dealt with it, and is it the right decision that he's not at the football club anymore? I mean, he was the most one of the most consistent key. And this year was a bad year. He was injured. They were playing terribly. They were playing wet games at Metricon. I mean, he was never going to have a good year.
No, that's right. But that's sending a pretty clear message, isn't it? With Ben Brown, a guy that's been arguably one of the best key forwards in the competition the last 4 years, and they've sent him out the door. That's where they're heading. Is literally just a full rebuild.
But again, is that the right decision? Is purely on Ben Brown, is that the right call?
Only time will tell, won't it? No one knows at this minute. So, and then what's hard now for them is such difficult. So Shaw's gone out under difficult circumstances too, but a new coach hasn't had a say in any of this, which is hard. So
that makes it tough.
Yeah. Now this real transition phase with a new coach, again, it's not that appealing because a coach that's considering it, look at this and go, well, I could have used, you know, Mad Jack Dore, I could have used Marley Williams or Mason Woodock. I feel like I could have got the best out of him. So it's a real fascinating thing, and where this goes, only time will tell, but they're in for a pretty tough time.
North fans, have you got any thoughts on this, where your club's heading, who your new coach should be? What sort of players you should be targeting? Join us on the Imar Insurance open line, 1300 23 55 48. So let's go through the players that are still out of contract. Now, Ben Brown is one. That ship has sailed. He's not staying at the footy club. Let's go through the others, and you tell me whether North should be putting a new contract in front of them or not. Jed Anderson.
Yeah, he'll get a new contract for sure, won't he?
Yep. Had so Lloydie suggested yesterday Carlton should have a go at Jed Anderson as a support for Patrick Cripps, an inside mid.
Had a really slow start to the year, made great progress in development last year for memory, and then really slow start. I think changed his role a little bit this year and then went back as that inside half forward and then having more of an impact. But they need to keep him. He's still only 23.
He'd be 25 now, I reckon.
Oh, really? 25? Yep. So, no, he still gets a contract. He's still there.
Taylor Garner, talent, but a lot of injuries.
That's right. Hasn't had any continuity, particularly in his body. So he's one that could arguably be in that list of delistings.
He must have been close.
I think based on talent, I think he gets another go.
Yeah. Kyron Hayden has signed a new deal, so he'll be there next year. Matt McGuinness.
Don't know much.
Very young player.
Yeah, I don't know much about him.
Yeah, not sure myself. Ed Vickers-Willis is a bit like Taylor Garner. He's had a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
And same with Will Walker. So I guess
they
would be waiting.
Yeah, correct. They're waiting to see
who the coach is, what the list size
coach, list size, TPP, unfortunately. Yep.
So very interesting times. Let's have a quick listen to Liam Pickering. So he is the manager of Jed Anderson. This is what he had to say on SEN Breakfast a couple of weeks ago.
Well, Jed's out of contract. So, we're just trying to negotiate through our way through a contract with North and him at the moment. So that's taken a little bit of time. So Aaron Hall's the other player that we've got at North who's contracted. So, you know, realistically, that nothing will change there.
Has Jed got concern?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, I know they had a player catch up the other day. I spoke to Jed last week. And, it's really just about his contract. I mean, he's a pretty switched-on kid, but he's not going to be one that's going to be rocking the boat. But he didn't say anything to me about being concerned. I mean, at the moment, he's concerned about making sure the deal's right. So that's what we're going to try and work through and get it done. But, it's been a tricky couple of weeks for North.
Very tricky. And obviously, Liam looks after Jade Rawlings as well.
That wasn't convincing.
No, it wasn't convincing. So I think there'll be a couple of clubs interested in Jed Anderson.
Yeah.
As an inside mid, you're not convinced?
Not convinced. Yeah, especially if North aren't that convinced on him either.